Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
HL powered by the Tennessee Lottery on 104.5 The Zone. Let's check in with Chris Lowe, ESPN.com. Talks college sports with us. Chris, what's up? How are you, man?
I'm doing great. Brent, thank you. How are you guys?
Happy today? President's Day, my friend. I could see a day where you would be president, Chris Lowe.
I don't think so. I think Ricky could, though.
Who do you think would be a good coach that could be a president, Chris?
What's that?
Who could be a good coach that could be president?
Mike Leach.
Mike Leach would be amazing.
Mike Leach would be he would be right there at the top of my ballot.
See, we just played his wedding advice rant that he did a couple of years ago on Valentine's Day, just because it felt like it suited the moment. Could you imagine like a presidential press conference setting where somebody just asked him an off the wall question like that, and he went 5 minutes on you know advice for someone getting married?
Here's the beauty of Mike Leach. He can go 5 minutes on anything, on any topic.
Yeah.
Just throw it out. And he go, 5 minutes minimum, 10, 15 if he wants to.
Mike Leach, that's a good one. I'll have to give it some thought. We've gotten some good answers on Twitter. By the way, President's Day, who do you think would make a good president, athlete, or coach? Feel free. What about Steve Spurrier?
I tell you, the old ball coach is still going after the Vols a little bit, isn't he? Are you surprised by that? You see what he said after the he said that San Antonio was never been as loud as Rocky Top.
he can't stop himself.
You know, I've probably told that, and I'm the older I get, my wife tells me more of myself, but if I've told this story, please stop me. You know, his wife Jerry is she is the ultimate sweetheart. And she said she used to go around and behind him when he would say things and say, you know, he really didn't mean it this way. Just sort of trying to soften the blow. It's Seth a lot. You know what? That's exactly what he meant. Why even try to do that? But that's just so funny because that's who he is, and he's never going to change. I think football's better. Tyler Shaw is his quarterback at South Carolina, one of my absolute favorite college players ever. Tweeted, the very first game when he was back on the sideline. And I agree with him. He said football's better. The sport's better when the HBC's on the sideline.
We have been playing some audio, Chris, today. Tim Tebow did being a minor league player, he got one press conference when he got to spring training and just answered questions about everything, including Seth Spurrier calls him all the time to play in the AAF. And then he kind of talked about, hey, here's the thing. And he gave his thoughts on, you know, failure isn't maybe not necessarily. And he said, you know, if I don't make the big leagues, that doesn't make me a failure. He said, you got to learn that failure is in not trying. And I'm kind of paraphrasing, but he gave some very inspirational stuff, kind of typical of Tim Tebow. You covered the SEC for a long time. Where does he rank for you just among athletes that you covered?
Right there at the top. And it was such a blessing to cover Tim. Because he's so honest and so real. And the thing that was so neat about Tim is, you know, on those championship teams that he played on, Florida had a lot of kids from all over, you know, different backgrounds, different cultures. But they all rallied around Tim because he, again, just was so real and was such a leader and practiced hard and treated everybody the same way. I saw the video you're talking about today, his press conference. That should be must viewing for every kid who starts school, you know, whether he plays sports or not, you know, whether he's going to play in the band, whether he's going to call ensemble, the science club. It's just awesome. Tim's exactly right. I mean, your failure, you don't try. You got to say you can try something, you don't make the team, or you're not as good as you want to be. And nobody else. To me, you know, what really punctuates this press conference today was he said, listen, He said, don't let anybody else define you. You know, you define who you are. I love that. I think it's just me being much new for everybody. And I could sit there and watch it every morning. But now, Tim was great. And he was just such a, you know, and I think some people probably, I don't know, that not that they didn't like him. I think they got tired of, maybe they felt like he would get preachy sometimes. I never felt that way. I just think that's who Tim is. And Tim's one of those guys, one of those people who everything he does, he's going to try to make the world a better place. And he really is a lot of fun to cover. And yeah, I mean, just sincerely, I was blessed to have had a chance to cover.
Chris Lowe with us at CeeLo ESPN. Chris, Kentucky pounded Tennessee. Your perspective, is that a blip on the radar for Tennessee? Is that sign of trouble to come? Is that, you know, you're not in a fight till you get punched in the face? Do they kind of jump back on the horse now and they have their attention now? How did you take that?
No, I wasn't surprised. I thought Kentucky was, Kentucky would win that game. Yeah. Tennessee got Kentucky at a bad time. Kentucky coming off that loss to LSU. And really, Kentucky got a job in that last call. That ball was clearly in the cylinder. And Kentucky is long and physical, and Tennessee has struggled at times against those kind of teams. So that matchup, you know, Alabama was sort of like that.
Yeah.
And Tennessee was really pretty fortunate to beat Alabama. So I don't think that was the best matchup for Tennessee. Now, I don't think it's a sign that Tennessee somehow is in trouble. Gosh, they hadn't lost a game in almost 2 months, you know. And they go to a place where hardly anybody wins against a team that played lights out. Kentucky brought its A-game. I mean, there are very few teams in college basketball that would have won in Lexington the other night, okay? Tennessee gets them again. Here's what I will say. If we find out a lot more about Tennessee over the next 3 weeks, because this is the toughest part of the schedule conference-wise. They got to go to LSU. They got to go to Ole Miss. They got to go to Auburn. Kentucky comes back to Knoxville. And I know I didn't even mention Vanderbilt. Vanderbilt, I know, is struggling, but Tennessee did have to go to Vanderbilt to fill the OT to beat Vandy. So we find out a lot more about this team. Here's the good news for Tennessee fans. This is a veteran team with a veteran coach. This is a team that's responded every single time this year in games, outside of games. I think this team will respond this year as well down the stretch.
Good stuff, Chris. On Friday, we'll check in with Tennessee at LSU, which will be coming up the next day.
Look forward to it.
All right, thank you. At CeeLo ESPN, you can get him on Twitter. Check him out on ESPN.com. That's Chris Lowe. When we come back,